All right, welcome to another episode of CrossFit Bangor Podcast. We are in a room today, and everyone's got a commanding view of the surrounding countryside. We've got a very tall group here
this morning. Like, where are we going with that?
No idea what you're going.
Coach Tiffany, we got Coach Michelle, my better three quarters, and myself, Hot Carl, here to talk about some of the events that are coming up in the near future for CrossFit Bangor. So, Tiffany, what do we got up first?
So first thing we have coming up is April 27th is Chris Gaddy's coming to do a handstand clinic for us. So I had the privilege of working with Chris a couple years ago when I was working at CrossFit Beacon in Portland. He's the brother to a good friend of mine, Kate, and he contacted us and said, hey, I've done gymnastics throughout college and I've worked for Cirque du Soleil. Would you guys be interested? Right? I was already like, yes, yes, come in. Would you guys be interested?
Will you make me look like the people in yes. Cirque du Soleil?
I don't want to look like the people in Cirque du Soleil, but I want to do the stuff.
Yeah, so he came up and he did a handstand clinic for us for about 3 hours for a group of 12 athletes. And it was all about understanding your body awareness, not just getting handstands, but maybe handstand walking. And then we live in the CrossFit culture, so it was handstand push-ups were next. But he taught me things that I had never experienced before, not having a gymnastics background. So Chris is going to come up and do a handstand clinic for us, and he'll also be sprinkling in some drop-ins throughout the month of April, so you guys will get a chance to meet him as well.
Awesome.
So if you're interested but not quite sure if you want to commit to 3 hours with Chris, once you meet him and see what he's capable of doing, I think everyone will really enjoy it. So it'll be for your benefit. It'll transfer very well to any sort of body movement, body weight, barbell movements. He does a lot of stretching and body awareness. So it's not just upside down for 3 hours and we're all going to have petechiae, which is those little dots around your eyes if you get upside down for handstands. But it's going to be a great time, and he's an amazing resource. So that's awesome. April 27th. 12 spots are open right now. So okay. Go grab the other 10, and if we fill those up, he'll open up a second spot. But don't delay. Get in and get registered now, and you guys can do that on Tribe.
Yep, registered through Tribe.
So normal Tribe, 3 hours, 1 to 4 on the 27th of April.
Yep.
Awesome. That sounds fantastic. I will say, just as a side note, I have done some clinics on things that I'm terrible at, which is every gymnastics movement, but...
Bignastics.
Bignastics. But like Tiffany was saying, the transfer to other movements is... It's not just about the cool thing that you're learning. It transfers to a lot of different stuff, so... All right. Michelle is going to talk to us about the Relay for Life. What do we got going on there?
Relay for Life is through the American Cancer Society, and it is going to be Saturday, May 18th. It's from 3 to 11. Molly Roy is actually taking up this project, and she's the captain of our team. So we do have a Facebook event in our members page, so you can go and sign up through. There's a link in there for you to sign up. Basically, it is from 3 to 11, and we are...
P.M.?
P.M.
Oh, thank God.
P.M., not A.M.
I don't know.
Well, it used to be a 24-hour event, yeah. And they're not doing an overnight event this year. So basically, people are walking around Cameron Stadium, walking around the track for... It was 24 hours... it got a little, there are things that happened. Yeah, people were like, okay, this is a little long. So they're trying to make it a little different this year. So why we are involved this year is that probably around 5 o'clock, and more details to follow, but probably around 5 o'clock, we are going to do a CrossFit challenge in the middle of the field while teams are walking around. So any team that wants to come and participate, we're probably going to have a 20-30 minute CrossFit workout / challenge. She keeps calling it a challenge.
CrossFit workout is a challenge.
Yes. But we would love people to come and participate, help out, join in the challenge. You can join the team. You can donate to the team. There are luminarios that you can dedicate to people either in memory of or in support of, and they're $10. Awesome. And once they have a... they have a ceremony once the sun goes down when they light all the luminarios, and it's a very moving ceremony.
Awesome.
That's a great opportunity.
Yeah. All the proceeds go to the American Cancer Society, and you can, again, look on our Facebook page for more details and the link to sign up for that.
That sounds fantastic. Sounds like a lot of fun. I'm glad there's going to be some CrossFit action in there instead
in the middle,
just...
Yeah. It's not just going to be walking around. Yeah. They're going to have...
runs to feel like 24 hours, but not to be 24 hours.
There's going to be a food truck there. There are going to be other people. Yeah, they're... there's kind of after us, I think there's a Zumba clinic that's going to go on. So, get your CrossFit followed by.
Zumba is my jam. these hips don't lie, as everyone knows.
It'll be a fun time.
I think that sounds awesome. Okay, so more details through either Molly Roy or yourself for that? Okay.
Yep. And you can look on, to sign up, you can look at the link on the members page.
On the Facebook invite. Yep. Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
The next weekend, we have.
My favorite workout. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is not, I know everything that comes out of my mouth is dripping with sarcasm and disdain, but that is my favorite workout is Murph. That's fantastic. On the 27th of May, we've got Murph.
That is Monday.
That is Memorial Day. Yeah, so we are opening up at the gym. It's kind of vague as far as time now, but I would say generally we're probably going to open up the gym around 8 a.m. for warm-ups. The rest of the day is closed, so we're going to do Heats of Murph in the morning. Hopefully we have a guest speaker. We do have some vests for you guys to try on in the gym to purchase your own if anyone's interested. So that'll be an opportunity for those of you that want to do Murph. So if you're not familiar with Murph, it's a one-mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, and another mile run. And you can break it up different ways in order to participate. So what we really encourage is everyone to participate to their best capability, which means you can get a team of two or three and divide the work as you'd like. Last year, Caitlin, Kim, Donnell, and I all ran together. Actually, I biked. I had something wrong with me.
Yeah, your foot.
It doesn't surprise me. So I biked and herded the kittens down the road. Then we all came back. We all split the pull-ups together as a team of three. We split up all the push-ups, and we split up all the air squats. And then I decided to just YOLO and run because it was the last mile with my team. But honestly, you can break it up however you want. We have Kayla Fish coming from Fox, who's one of the news anchors. As well as a couple other local businesses. So really, we can do half Murph, we can do full Murph, we can do Murph as a team of two, three, four, five, however you guys want to participate. That's what the important piece is.
Yeah.
So that'll be a great community building opportunity and a nice way to kind of spend Memorial Day with everybody. So I'm looking forward to it.
It's one of the first hero workouts that CrossFit ever had, and it is incredibly moving. There's nothing better than kicking off a potentially hour-long workout than with an ugly cry right in front of all of your close friends.
Yes, it is. It is daunting. Coach Connor and I are going to actually put out a Murph prep for everybody. So look for that on the Facebook page, on the members page. It'll be 6 weeks, just a little bit of accessory work so you guys can start to do more pull-ups and practice push-ups and air squats, potentially practice with a vest and start getting your running legs back because it's been a long winter rowing, and thank God we've had those assault air runners.
Just snowed yet again.
It's snowing.
It's April and it's snowing.
Yeah, it's not funny anymore.
No.
It can stop.
Hashtag YOLO stop snowing. So we do have the normal amount of vests in the gym, a small amount for loners. But like you were mentioning, there are vests for sale. And there's a model vest, a sample to try on. They're really nice.
They're very nice. They're very comfortable. We have both men's and women's that are designed ergonomically for your body. So the chest plate isn't going to interfere with running, and it's not going to interfere with your air squats, which I think they found in the games. It was hitting a lot of athletes in the hips. So you can come try it on, walk around in it, maybe jump on the assault runner.
To be fair, the games athletes are 3 feet tall, so there's not a lot of real estate there in the chest. Yeah, that sounds amazing. I'm really looking forward to Murph. I hope we get a good showing from the gym here.
Yeah, it'll be great.
We will have heats to sign up through Tribe when the time comes.
Yeah,
it's a little early to set up the heats right now, but the heats are coming.
But I want to pick my time now.
Yeah.
All right. And so following that, we've got a rowing clinic.
Oh my gosh, all the things. Okay. Yeah. Rowing with Patrick. You guys want to sign up for this. So he's coming from Norway. So he's actually one of the professional rowers that works for CrossFit HQ. He's a phenomenal athlete. He's super impressive with his teaching capabilities and his skill set. So he's coming to share his knowledge with us. Again, 3 hours. I don't know why everyone picks 3 hours. It seems to be the magic number. So 3 hours, it's not going to be consistently on the erg. So do not let that scare you of, I don't know if my cheeks can take 3 hours on the erg. It's going to be on the rower, off the rower, teamwork. He's going to be helping us with starting pulls, learning about pacing. I've heard rumors of a game. So again, we're opening that up to 16 athletes.
Awesome.
So go and sign up now if you have any questions. See me or check out the Facebook page. But rowing with Patrick, if you are either intimidated by the rower and don't know quite how to get the most out of it, mm-hmm. or maybe you're already an expert rower, you feel very comfortable with it and want to take it further, this is going to be a great opportunity for everybody to partake.
Awesome.
Rowing with Patrick.
Plus, getting to interact with some folks from outside the gym and learn some skills. That's great.
Yeah.
And I love me some Norwegians. So
right?
That's awesome.
Good. Yeah.
Get Patrick in the gym here. All right. So anything else to put out? Just the big four?
I think the biggest thing now, too, is still invite your friends to the gym. We've kind of changed things up a little bit. You might see this thing on Tribe called Baseline. You might have seen the Facebook post. So we want everyone to be able to try CrossFit Bangor. We know Saturdays can be a little bit intimidating for new folks, and we don't want them to have their first experience be something that they're not quite sure about. So Baseline can be signed up for on CrossFitBangor.com under Get Started. And it'll bring you to a link where there is an opportunity to come to a free 30-minute session with me. We'll talk about your goals. We'll do a tour of the gym. We'll do a small workout. I'll answer any questions anyone has. And then I'll also sign them up for their first free class, which will be in anywhere from Monday through Friday. But if you've got friends that really want to try it and they're not quite sure where to start, get started. Baseline will establish a good CrossFit
starting point.
For you.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. And so is this for anybody joining the gym,
whether you have experience or not, that's a great opportunity for you to start with. And it's only 30 minutes. It's not a 30-minute workout, but you get we get to talk. We get to look at the facility, maybe talk about your individual goals, and then I've got a fun little workout. So we'll get sweaty that day.
Well, that sounds like a blast.
Yeah.
I'll certainly be sharing that with everybody I know. And hopefully we can get some more people in here to experience the magic that is CrossFit Bangor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, ladies. I appreciate taking the time, and catch you on the next episode.
Yes, thank you.
Bye.